Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Amy Graeber, G-R-A-E-B-E-R. Amy Graeber is a 40-year-old woman who reports she injured her right shoulder at work on 6/30/22 while performing an ultrasound exam on a morbidly obese patient. Apparently she was in an awkward position trying to reach to the site that was being evaluated. The patient she was caring for was also pregnant. Ms. Graeber did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of distal clavicle osteolysis, comma, rotator cuff tear, comma, and impingement. On 10/26/22, she underwent right shoulder arthroscopy, decompression, and debridement. At this juncture, she is no longer receiving pain management care except through her primary care physician. Her last treatment with him was in May of 2023. Her primary care doctor is named T-O-K-A-Z-E-V-S-K-I. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Graeber was seen on 10/26/22. Scratch that. On 8/3/22 by orthopedist Dr. DiVenero. She related the injury occurred while working for Inspiro Women's Center as an ultrasound technician, where she had been employed for the past 8 months. She was performing an ultrasound on an obese patient. She was seen by occupational health and had x-rays and an MRI. She was placed on light duty, but remained symptomatic. Dr. DiVenero diagnosed AC joint arthropathy. He went over the MRI findings with her that showed evidence of distal clavicle osteolysis with intense distal clavicular edema. He explained the osteolysis as a pre-existing condition. However, what she sustained during her work injury was an exacerbation of this underlying condition. The treatment is to reduce the inflammation in the acromioclavicular clavicular joint. A corticosteroid injection was then administered. She followed up on 8/23/22, reporting 60% relief. Dr. DiVenero monitored her progress. On 10/26/22, he performed right shoulder surgery. This involved arthroscopy and arthroscopic complete distal clavicle excision, comma, subacromial decompression with debridement of the rotator cuff. The postoperative diagnoses were AC joint arthropathy, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, and scuffing, partial thickness, bursal sided 1 millimeter rotator cuff tear. She followed up postoperatively over the ensuing months. She also was cared for by Dr. McAlpin, comma, an associate of Dr. DiVenero. Physical therapy was also carried out. Her last visit with Dr. McAlpin was on 2/16/23. He noted a Kenalog injection had been administered on 1/23/23. This provided her with little relief. She was attending therapy and her shoulder was feeling sore. She has very little range of motion compared to what she used to have. She was working light duty. Dr. McAlpin found range of motion to 150 degrees of forward flexion, comma, 50 degrees of external rotation, just past mid axillary line of internal rotation. appeared she has tenderness at the anterolateral shoulder. Pretty then referred her for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. In reviewing the physical therapy report, they noted lots of paresthesia-type symptoms that the patient would have. Period. She states that she has a lot of decreased motion, which she was unable to return back to with therapy. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Graber was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz for a second opinion on 3/13/23. Period. He noted she remains symptomatic after therapy. Period. An FCE found a valid effort and placed her capable of light physical demand work. Period. She also has cervical issues with chronic neck and back pain, combat history of asthma, thyroid disease, and POTS syndrome, P-O-T-S, in capitals. Period. He thought clinically she had persistent impingement syndrome with a degree of adhesive capsulitis. Period. He recommended additional x-rays. Period. On 3/21/23, she underwent x-rays of the AC joints bilaterally. These results will be inserted here. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed them with her on 3/27/23. Period. Prescribed Celebrex and wanted her to avoid Motrin since this gave her bleeding issues in the past. Period. Also recommended an MRI to rule out any other pathology. Period. The MRI arthrogram was done on 4/10/23. Period. As per Dr. Lipschultz's note of 4/17/23. It revealed no evidence of rotator cuff pathology and no bursitis. Period. There was evidence of the distal clavicle excision. Period. There was some mild superior subluxation of the distal clavicle relative to the acromion. Period. He encouraged her to stay with the home stretch and strengthening program and continue to use Celebrex. Period. She could work with restrictions. Period. He discharged her from care to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. At the end of the examination, she became tearful and stated that she has, quote, no hope, period, end quote. Extremities upper inspection revealed a faint portal scars about the right shoulder, covered partially by tattoos. Period. Active right shoulder flexion was 100 degrees and abduction 60 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was hypermobile in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period. Manual muscle test was 4+/5. Resisted right elbow flexion and shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. She was tender to palpation anteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, she had positive Hawkins, cross-arm reduction, speeds, and aptly scratch tests on the right, which were negative on the left. Paired the rest of the shoulder maneuvers were normal. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was to 30 degrees and left rotation mildly decreased to 75 degrees. Paired extension, comma, right rotation and bilateral side bending were full. Without discomfort, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal, deleting the straight leg raise maneuvers, macro. Impressions on 6/30/22, Amy Graber was performing an ultrasound on an obese pregnant patient and felt pain in the right shoulder. Period, she states that she was performing this task in an awkward position. Period. She came into the care of an occupational health clinic whose notes were not provided. Period. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero. Period. She underwent surgery on 10/26/22, period, and underline this, look for an MRI that may have occurred before the surgery, period. I think it is a contained in Dr. DiVernaro's first progress note. Period. New paragraph. She had extensive rehabilitation and injection therapy afterwards, but remained symptomatic. Period of second opinion. Evaluation was done by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He had her continue rehabilitation and use of an anti-inflammatory. Period. She eventually participated in an FCE that found she was capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. As of 4/7/23, he discharged her from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Ms. Graber found her to have decreased active range of motion about the right shoulder, more pronounced than when last seen by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. The left shoulder was hypermobile. Period. She had pain with several provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder, but no overt instability. Period. She had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine, but Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. She had intact sensation and reflexes. Period. Right elbow flexion and shoulder external rotation were minimally reduced to 4+/5 strength. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And that is the end.